tonight. We're with Reagan Daly from Third House Communications. I didn't do an introduction because we just jumped right into it. Reagan and I have been friends for a while, and I love what he's doing for all the bands in the area and, you know, out of the area, frankly. Good dude. Check out our conversation. Really focused around, like, Louisville music. Great, great, like, information here. And we didn't even barely scratch the surface.
You see people, I mean, there was always kind of like cross genre in my experience growing up in like Louisville hardcore. But I think now even more so, it's just you see all the dudes that are in the punk rock bands at the black metal show, and yeah, vice versa. So it's really awesome. And that we've also got a scene that supports, like, I mean, more or less, like, whatever kind of style of music you're into, I mean, that exists here.
Yeah.
So,
it's
pretty cool.
It's super fucking exciting. You know, obviously everyone knows Knocked Loose, right? Who absolutely blew up,
yeah,
which is, you know, a great fucking start to the scene. But then, you know, we've got Vile 502 out just crushing shows left and right. Then Gates to Hell out. I think they're either just finished or still on tour with, like, Machine Head.
Yeah, they went to Europe, I think, with them, right? Like,
I think it was here.
Okay. Like, well, I mean, that it's regardless, it's pretty fantastic. They're out there with them. Like,
yeah,
they're awesome live. So, and I mean, I've seen Machine Head a couple times. They always put on a fun show.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's, you know, it's great to see that. And then we've got Volcandra coming out with their new album, releases Friday, I think.
Yeah.
Which, damn, that sounds good.
I'm really excited about that one. I think those guys are going to kind of help further that stabbing action that's kind of going on. You know, with you've got people getting signed to, like, Relapse, Prosthetic. You know, what are they signed to?
They're on Prosthetic.
Who just got signed to Nuclear Blast?
Was that Gates to Hell?
Yeah, it was. So, I mean, like, there's definitely attention happening right now on a national and international level with Nuclear Blast paying attention. I mean, like, that's got to be probably the biggest, like, active record label doing metal and heavy music on the planet. Yeah. So, like, that's rad. Like,
yeah, it's, you know, I feel like for so many years, Louisville has always been this little, like, this little pocket of, we've always had great fucking bands here, you know, but it's always been this little pocket that no one's really paid attention to. And right now everyone's really looking at it going, okay, what, you know, what else is coming out of there? And it really helps that the bands are out there and they're hustling and they're giving it their fucking all to make it happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I love seeing it. I mean, just people that you've grown up around, or you just see everyday interaction that maybe you've seen at shows before. And then it's just like, bam, holy shit, that they just got to write up in Decibel. Yeah. Like, you know, which is, you know, I don't know. I don't know what other metal magazines really exist too much anymore. You know, like, they are the metal magazine. So
yeah, you really have, like, Revolver and Decibel, and those are the only two. Yeah. That I, you know, so to be in 50% of them is pretty freaking good.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's fantastic, man. I mean, like, I absolutely love seeing, I mean, I like getting out there as much as possible and supporting everyone, and just, like, the blow up, and, you know, the energy is so awesome here right now. So
yeah, fuck yeah, it is. It's like, it's a great place to live. You know, you go out to a show, you see a killer band, and you have conversations like this, right? Like, you and me sending each other fucking music. I do, you know, do it,
yeah,
with Adam Colvin and whoever else too, right? It's dude, check out this band, they were fucking great. I saw them last night.
Yeah, there's definitely constantly that. My buddy in he's not a Louisville guy, but he's a guy on the record label, the from En La Niebla, the band In the Mist from Argentina that we just signed. That's kind of how we became friendly, is that, through language barrier, we had that love of music, and he just started sending me stuff. So I mean, like, it's a that's a really important part, that camaraderie. Just through, like, sometimes I might not be able to talk to you or hang out with you, or but you get that text and it's just like, dude, check out this fucking rad song I heard. Like, it's that's important. That's love.
Well, it is.
So.
That's the one thing that I really enjoyed about music just as a whole, right? Is it didn't matter your sexual preference, your religion, your race, none of that shit. You go in there, you're there to enjoy the band. None of the rest of that shit fucking
Yeah,
matters.
get in the pit and work it out.
Right.
Like, I don't do that anymore, but
Yeah, it sucks fucking getting old.
I'm definitely a sideline guy. 44, you feel that all week long, like hobbling around work. It's not really conducive.
Right.
So, but I mean, I still like enjoy all the support, like, and being there at the show. So, and just all of that interaction that you get with people. I personally spend a lot of time working, so that's usually my only outlet that I tend to get. So I mean, definitely now I'm trying to get it in as much as possible, and
Yeah, me fucking too.
I mean, I'm so excited for the month of March. Like, there's some more shows going on in Louisville. I think everybody has really got like this spring fever thing going on. And I mean, it's like almost every day in March, I feel like there's a badass show to go to.
Yeah.
And so it's just
Well, and
like, well, how am I going to balance this?
it starts so fucking strong because you've got Volcandra and then Ulm, I think, is the next night.
Yeah, they're playing on the second of headliners. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good heavy weekend right there.
Yeah,
Yeah,
which
I hadn't even realized that.
I know, I'm like, dude, holy shit, this weekend I'm not doing anything except going to concerts. Like, I'm fucking good.
Yeah, we got a good weekend coming up. So,
And that band, Ulm, fuck, man. They are, I always look at them as one of the best fucking bands in Louisville.
yeah, I think a lot of people sleep on them. I've been watching them play since they were the Synaptic Descent, like, I don't know, like 20 years ago. Those guys are super, super talented. They're in the studio right now recording. We're gonna put out their LP.
Hell yeah.
And there's gonna be another song that's not going on the LP that's gonna be released as a 10-inch split with Stormtoker.
Hell yeah.
Those dudes, like, I have a lot of love for them. I mean, like, I put them in the same category with like Russian Circles and Pelican and
Yeah.
Maserati, like, anything just like kind of like heavy tinged and instrumental. I mean, like, they're right there with it.
Oh yeah.
So I mean,
One of my favorite shows with them was The Ocean Collective, Atlas Moth, and Ulm.
oh wow.
And
Yeah,
I'm
I wasn't here for that, I
nah.
fear.
Yeah, it was 2015, 2016, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I was still in Ithaca then, so.
Yeah. So I'm standing there watching Ulm, and the dude that sings for The Ocean came out, and he's standing there. And he looks at me and he goes, "Wow." I said, "Yeah, dude, probably one of the best fucking Louisville bands that we have." He's like, "Man, they were great for this bill." I'm like, "Fuck yeah, they were."
Yeah, I can imagine, man. I mean, just like in the Atlas Moth, like,
Yeah.
yeah, that's a nice night.
Oh,
Okay.
it's fucking great. I wish the Atlas Moth was still putting stuff out.
Yeah, I haven't heard much from them in a long time.
I think they disbanded. Stavros is in another band now called Motherless, maybe.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah, I've not heard anything from them, but I know like the Atlas Moth is no more. So I'm like, ah.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody's getting back together now, so I mean.
That would be fucking cool. God, I'd pay to see that tour like 10 times too. The Ocean, Atlas Moth, and Ulm.
Yeah, I'm down with that. We'll pitch that tour.
Yeah.
Like Nate'll do it anything, you know, he's down. So
Yeah, I think that he is. He's like, yeah, fucking whatever, let's do it.
yeah, dude's about rock and roll. His other band, Joe Grudge, is playing here Metal Monday in a couple weeks. I can't remember with who, but I know it's a good lineup.
Okay.
I mean, it's Metal Monday. It's always a good time. I
Yeah.
mean, they do such a great job putting that together. I mean, I think that's probably part of like a good reason why there's been such a good resurgence. I mean, like, I think they've been doing that probably close to what, almost 10 years now, if not, right?
Yeah, I think it's
Like,
right at about 10 years, and that's, I feel like you go in there and it's always, you're right, it's always a great fucking bill, and that place is like jumping.
yeah, I mean, and it's free metal, so
Yeah.
I mean, like you can't go wrong, man. I mean, so
Right.
and yeah, the music's always good, and people, I mean, it's very I think consistent with who the crowd is as well. So I mean, like it really is kind of like, you know, it's like a version of Cheers, but you know, with a bunch of headbangers. So I
Yeah.
mean, I'm all for that. Like,
Norm.
yeah.
Fuck yeah. Well, that I think is a really good thing about what we have going on here, right? The community we have is just that. It's a fucking community, right? You go out to a metal show and you know half or more of the fucking crowd. Everyone's like
Oh,
hugs, hey.
absolutely. Like it's awesome because it's a safe environment. Like people, you know, I think that there was a lot of stigma behind like the heavy types of music, and oh, they're all devil worshippers and murder
Yeah.
kittens and shit like that. Like, you know, no, they're the dudes that are usually like out fighting in like police riots and like,
Yeah.
and you know, that like got bands that are about animal rights and like, you know, listen to some black metal bands. Like they're like vegan dudes and like
Yeah.
it's just like, wait, what? Like
Got their
super straight edge. And yeah, like
corpse paint and kittens.
yeah, I mean, like I'm here for it.
Like,
Like, yes, absolutely. Yeah, he's even got the proper like corpse paint on naturally, you
yeah,
know.
that's Sophia. She's the
He's a
fucking,
bath baby right there.
she's the queen. She's the
Nice.
fucking,
My cats don't hang out with me unless I have food. They're here somewhere. Like.
so we've got. I'm in the basement. We've got three dogs upstairs, and she will fucking, doesn't matter where I am. She's like, okay, I'm going to come hang out with you. I'm like, all right. She sits in my chair in the morning when I'm like editing videos and shit. And then once I come down here, she freaking runs down and is like, okay, I'm going to curl up next to you. Don't move too much. I love you. And then I'm probably going to bother you a little bit some point through here. I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's cool.
Yeah, my cats have no interest in that.
Yeah.
I got two of them at the same time. I was like, one out of two of you is going to wind up being a lab cat. Not one
No.
bit. Not at all.
They're
I'm
like, we
just like,
got each
great.
other. Fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm over here dry humping each other sometimes. It's just like, great. That's why I got cats.
That's just like, it's my fucking dogs. I went out, let them out the other morning, and Penny is our youngest one, and all of them are female, all of them are fixed. I fucking opened the door to let him in, and she's out there just going to town on Camille. I'm
Dog orgy.
like, what the fuck?
I mean, whatever. I mean,
Whatever.
they're free.
Yeah, that's true. Like we all have our freak shit about us. So what bands right now do you see in like the area that right aren't already getting a lot of like national attention that are like up and coming?
Oh man, not getting national attention.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like Belushi Speedball's probably like on the cusp of that. Like, they probably making a good rumbling, and I think that they're about to break.
Oh, they're getting a
You
lot
know,
of fucking attention right now.
so I mean, like, it's exciting seeing what they do. I mean, they're probably the most well-merchandised band I may have ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Who
And that I
releases a
feel like is
single on
saying a lot.
pizza?
Yeah, I mean, the pizza slice, I mean, come on, man, that's insane.
Yeah.
I thought the Teddy Ruxpin was pretty badass and the Nintendo cartridges, but like a pizza slice, what? I'm very curious about that one. Like,
Me
I know
too.
it's like kind of like a digital clip or something that comes along with it, but like, just that might get funky after a while.
Yeah.
We'll see. You know, maybe if it came from Domino's, it'll sit around for a while.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, we definitely have a lot of fucking preservatives in that shit.
I've seen the lady on YouTube with the McDonald's Happy Meal from like 1998 or something that's like perfectly intact still. So,
Still looks and
you know,
just came off the grill.
yeah,
Yeah.
like just like, you know, like the French fries fell under your car seat like yesterday or something. Like,
Yeah.
you know, it's just like, oh, great. It's just,
Yeah. So, and that, you know, that's another, that's a, that band though has just, obviously they've worked their ass off to get to where they are, but it's like the fucking live show supports everything that they're promoting.
I mean, they have like such an insane energy that I feel like it's just like, you know, I wasn't there in like the late 70s, early 80s going to like the crazy punk rock shows, but I think it's like the closest thing to that. I mean, it is just pure, raw, insane energy.
Yeah.
And I mean, the crowd, like, you're not gonna go to a small Belushi show. Like, I mean, like, it's crazy the amount of people that come out, and you're just like, oh my God, this is an all ages show, and there's like 8 to 1200 people, give or take the venue,
Yeah.
and everyone's participating. Like, just circle pits, just, I mean, like, people riding trash cans across the sky. Like,
You got a cat.
like, yeah, he heard I was talking shit about him, so he wanted to show up. That's all you got to do, right?
He's like, yeah, look at my ass, Dad.
Yeah. That's he just wants to show everyone his asshole. So, you know, I know a few of those.
Yes. So, and you know, the way that Belushi really markets themselves has been fucking tremendous. They're constant with it, consistent, always out there. And Vinny and I'm sure whoever else is really fucking good about responding to literally everyone that they can.
Well, I mean, the band itself is like a clan of people. I mean, it, you know, I know they've got like a core of people, but I mean, it's brilliant because it's just like, oh, so and so can't make this show. Can you fill in? And they've already got that person for any, like, you know, it's like Gwar,
Yeah.
like, where they put on that type of production where, you know, it's just like everybody is here to fucking party.
Yeah.
Like, and the band is into it, the people are into it, and I mean, like, you even see the venue support it, which is wild because I mean, like, growing up in that shit would get you banned.
Yep.
You know, the crazy, insane messes that they make. Like, they had like a pie party where everybody brought a pie, I'm pretty sure, and just smashed that shit everywhere, whipped cream pies, and I mean, like, the venue's down with it. Like, they're like, whatever. I don't know what that contract entails. I imagine there's probably some fun fees involved,
Oh,
but I
yeah.
mean, like, it works, you know? I mean, like, they are smart. Like,
Yeah,
I love watching.
I'm excited to see what they do at Milwaukee Metal Fest this year.
Oh, they're gonna surprise some people for sure.
Yeah.
So
Well, that, and then they've got Obscene Extreme this year too, which is like, fuck yeah. Vinny was saying that's like his. That's the place he's always wanted to play, and now.
yeah, I think they're on like three or four like real big fests this year.
Yeah.
Like, so I imagine by next year, like, somebody's gonna have them picked up and they'll be doing like they'll be off in Europe tearing that shit up, like just representing Louisville. I mean, like, because they definitely like put on and showcase that they're from here too, which
Yeah.
is awesome. You know, I always love seeing that, especially like when I lived in upstate New York. You know, I would get to see the promotion of other towns and stuff, but it was always like really exciting to me when a band would come through. You know, it was usually something like Young Widows or I saw the Hookers up there and like a handful of other bands, and it was always just like really cool to see that represented outside
Yeah.
of my home. So
Yeah, I love to see. I like it when the obviously I'm from Detroit, right? So I love it when anyone from here goes to play up there, and I'm same thing. I want the fucking guys up there to come down here and play. I'm like,
right.
dude, come on. It'll be fucking good. It'll be fun. You could stay in my basement. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, right. You'll recover just fine, don't worry.
Yeah. I fucking trying to get Hatebreed to come play a show in my basement. I'm like, it'll be fun. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, they used to do that, so I mean, it shouldn't be too much. Like, I mean, I've definitely remember seeing them right around the corner. I think it was my maybe called Total Eclipse. There's a country line dance bar that's like is big enough to fit like 50 people in there, and I definitely remember seeing like Hatebreed play back there, you know, like, or when they played Bulldogs Cafe. I don't know if you ever went there.
I did.
That place was tiny. I
Yep.
saw like the Sword there. There were like 60 people there.
Oh shit.
Like, that was like 2004, maybe. Like,
Yeah, so that was back in the
super
time
awesome.
Dead City Rejects went and played a few shows over there.
Yeah, absolutely. They had some really cool shows over there for a while.
Yeah.
Dead City was good at playing everywhere, so.
Yeah, they put on a fucking really good show too, man. I wish they were.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they made like a one-off comeback. I mean, Jeremy's good at every once in a while. I mean, like Indignant Few, I mean, they had that beforehand, and
Yeah.
you know, Cherub Scourge, I think, out of, I mean, Indignant Few is extremely active right now.
Yeah.
You know,
Just.
that was a band, I think they started in 88 and played quite regularly until like 94-ish, I'm pretty sure, and they came back in 2010. Ish somewhere in that 2012,
Yep.
somewhere around there,
12,
and
13, I think.
since then have just been working their asses off. They've also got a new record getting ready to come out.
Yeah.
Like, I think that everything like that Morgan especially is doing with you know, he's doing all that Punk Rock Night Louisville stuff, and like he's bringing in some big stuff. I mean, he just brought in Agent Orange. Like, he did the what was that band, the Spice Pistols. They were so much fun. It was like a Sex Pistols drag band covering Spice Girls songs, and I mean, like, it was wild. But it was like some of the most fun I've seen, like with like punk rock karaoke, everybody getting up and singing, you know, like their favorite Misfits song. Like,
Yeah.
so that's a band I would like to see go on tour since they're doing shows. I'd like, you know.
Yeah, do you think they would do like a full tour? I think for them, I mean, it seems to be that they're
They're
only
not coming here,
no,
but
fuck no.
you know, we might get lucky, Chicago or Detroit. Like,
Call it, I think Chicago, they probably do like Riot Fest. I don't know that they would
yeah, that would make sense.
do a one-off, right? But I mean, because Dave Lombardo is playing drums for him, right?
I am very curious about this original lineup concept. Like,
Yeah.
I haven't read into it. I saw the there's like a festival out in Paloma, California, with like every living punk rock band that ever existed.
Yeah, no values.
Yeah, I can't even imagine like trying to figure out like which band was like more important to me like on those stages, because I mean, like, there's no way that that's like a one or two stage party.
No.
Like, and having like there's definitely some really rad bands on that show that I would like to see, and I don't know if I could really pick between some of
Well, and
them.
that's the tough thing with the festivals, right? Like, especially when you look at something like Louder Than Life, you're like, holy shit. Like this year, I feel like they've got a lot of really solid bands that I'm like, okay, I want to see that. I want to see that.
Yeah, the festival thing is always like kind of weird for me. I don't like the super big ones. I'll go to them if I get hired to work one usually. There have been a couple that have drawn me out here and there. I did go to a Louder in Life like as a guest a couple years ago, which was like a lot of fun. I went with my son, and that was like fun picking and choosing, like, okay, we're gonna go watch this. And it was like, it was a lot of fun picking which bands he wanted to see, because I was like, I've seen most of these bands before anyway that I want to see. So like, what do you want to see? So it was like cool seeing him prioritize, like, whether he wanted to see Marilyn Manson or Horror, or are we gonna stick around for Rob Zombie to go see this? It's like, he's 22 now, so I mean, I guess he was probably 18, 19 then, and I mean, like, he grew up listening to My Racket and like whatever's on the radio
Yeah.
mixed with his mom, and I mean, like, she listens to like a lot of like goth industrial stuff, so I mean, like, it was really fun just seeing him just like prioritize like which way am I going, but like. I think with the lineup for Louder in Life this year, I might pick a day and go. I'm not sure which. I'm hoping somebody hires me, like, like bring out the food truck and we like chef it up. I mean, like, it was a lot of fun last year. So I'm putting it out there, any of y'all listening. I am for
Someone
hire.
hire Reagan.
I want my badass pass again.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun because I mean, like, I had that all access pass, and we were running around, had run out of stuff, and I was raiding like all the places I wasn't supposed to be, or like you wouldn't normally get access. And I was like, whatever, like the Wayne's World moment. I got the badass
Yeah.
pass, like, like whatever, like all those mixed greens over there that are for so and so. No, those are mine now. Like, and we're taking them. I gotta feed Green Day. Sorry. Like, so
Yeah, and Body Count is back.
that's definitely, I don't know what day they're playing, but that's one I wanna watch.
Yeah.
Like,
That
they are insane. Definitely grew up with them. I remember when they came out. I mean, like, I liked Ice-T like as a rapper before he was doing metal, and I mean, like, so when he came out with a band that sounded like Slayer, but like the same pissed off like lyrics pretty much, I mean, like when Cop Killer came out, it was just like, oh my God, like,
Yeah.
what is this? I was probably 13, maybe 14, somewhere in that ballpark. And of course, like, absorbed the shit out of that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm still a fan. I mean, I've got the last two records they've come out with. I believe you told me recently they're recording a new album.
Yep.
I know that's gonna be awesome. I mean, like, Ice-T, like, he might have made a bunch of money, but he's still pissed off, and Ernie's still got some shit to like just lay out on those chords, man. Like,
Yeah.
so seeing them, I would definitely love to see them still kicking it, and just like kind of like the response of the crowd to
Dude,
that,
you know, I've only seen him once, and I saw him at Louder Than Life just 2 years ago or last year or whatever. I think it was 2 years ago, and holy fuck, I was riding the rail because I gotta fucking see him. I gotta be right there for it. And it blew my fucking mind.
Yeah, I think people, like, he's probably like Ernie C. It's like one of the more slept on guitar players out
Yeah.
there. He can be like super technical. I mean, like, I'm not like a guitar player, but I mean, like, I can hear it. I listen to a lot of different types of music, and I mean, like, you not only hear like his technicality, but like you hear how much he loves it.
Yeah.
Like when they play, and I mean, like, that's awesome. I feel like I can hear somebody play a good guitar riff, but like sometimes that's all they're doing, it's just playing.
Yeah.
So like it's awesome when it's not that flat. You get that soul, that that power, that love.
That
So
thing that gives you fucking goosebumps, that makes you go,
yeah.
fuck yeah.
Yeah. That feeling back, like when you first heard, like, whatever your first metal song was, like, and
Yeah.
or like, you know, whatever first rock and roll, or you know, whatever it is you listen to, and you know it, like your skin and like the hair raised off of you, and it's electrifying. Like,
Fuck yeah, it is.
it's awesome. So yeah, I definitely would like to see them play. I don't know, I'm always down to see Eagles of Death Metal, honestly.
I've never seen them.
Yeah, they're fun. I've seen them a couple times, like Philly and somewhere in New York. I don't remember where. That's kind of all a blur up there, so it's all covered in snow.
Yeah.
And that's not a metaphor. It's real snow.
It's legit snow.
4 feet. But they're fun. Like, you know, I mean, it's danceable, like good rock and roll, you know. It's like that part of, you know, like Bruce Springsteen kind of, like, I feel like Good Time Boston, like,
Yeah.
you know, or Journey or something like that, you know. You just want to fucking shake your ass to it.
You know,
Like,
I saw fucking Queens of the Stone Age for the first time last year.
yeah.
Like, I'm like, I like Queens of the Stone Age already, but then seeing them, I was like, holy fuck, man, you guys are a lot better than what I already, like, I already thought you were really good, but fuck.
I saw them probably when I was like 18 and didn't pay a bit of attention to them. Like, it was in an era where I'm like, I probably was going to shows for a moment, for more like social status or whatever, and didn't like pay attention too much to the bands. It was like, oh yeah, everybody's going to this show, I'm gonna go and like hang out. That's where I need to be seen. There was definitely like where that moment, and I just didn't know the shit I was getting into, and like what it influenced me. 'Cause like, you know, you're at the show and you're like, oh, this is pretty badass, but like I
Yeah.
still didn't pay enough attention seeing it. So when they played last year, that was really awesome, because I mean, like, I've probably absorbed what 20 some odd years now of their records, and it was just like, oh man, these guys.
Yeah.
You mean a lot more to me than maybe I had kind of realized.
Yeah. That was exactly my thing, and like they're playing and I'm singing, and as they're taking the stage, I'm like, oh shit, Queens of the Stone Age. And my wife's like, you like them? I'm like, yeah, I like them. And they fucking take the stage and I'm singing along with everything. She goes, oh
Yeah, I know
shit.
every word.
Yeah.
Like, and
She
that's
was.
something I don't think I had realized. Like, it was just like, holy shit, I know every single word and every bop, and just kind of like, I was like, wow, okay, I feel like a little fanboy right now.
Yeah.
So
And it was cool, 'cause like as I was standing, so we had VIP, but I come out of VIP and we were standing back a little bit, like they were on that left stage and I was about halfway back, and I'm like, man, if I really wanted, I could walk right up to the fucking rail right now. No one's there.
right.
Everyone's over. I don't remember who they were watching on that right stage, but everyone was over there watching that, and I'm like, fuck, I should just walk up there. And then I'm like, oh, I'm 47 years old. I'm gonna break a fucking hip trying to like get out when everyone gets over there. Like, fuck.
Yeah, that's not fun. Like,
No.
you got to definitely think about the escape route nowadays.
Yeah.
Like,
Like, I could hop the rail and they can escort me out, but I don't want to get crushed and break an ankle or something, you know?
well, how many people are they saying that were at Louder in Life last year? I mean, like, the number is like astronomical.
180,000, I think.
Yeah, okay. I was gonna say, like, I felt like it was 130, but I was like, no, I feel like that's
What?
ridiculous in trying to even think that.
Yeah, we did
Like,
100, 150 last year, 180 this year, and I think Bourbon and Beyond was like 170 or something. And of course, we're like,
right.
no, we're hard rock. We gotta fucking beat that shit.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. That makes more sense for Louisville too. I mean, it's definitely a rock and roll town.
Yeah,
So, you
that's the fucking
know,
truth.
and it supports all the other types of music for quite well as well. But this is a rock and roll town. I mean, I have bounced in and out of like all the dive bars and venues in this city for probably, I don't know, like around 30 years, maybe more than that, like going to like shows. And it loves it here. I mean, it's I don't know, like a cesspool is a terrible analogy for it, but like it's just like a huge pot of like just musicians that just have all of this crazy talent and just letting it out. I mean, like it's insane, and maybe a couple of them are as well. I
Well,
mean,
but you're right. You know, there are like the talent of the musicians around here. If you go to shows, you fucking know, you see it and you're just like, holy shit. Like I'm st I go to, you know, I think you and I go to probably a fair amount of shows between us, and I'm almost always blown away when I see a fucking band I haven't seen. I'm like, God bless, you guys are fucking good.
yeah, and right now there's a lot of them. I saw I can't remember who. Oh, I went and saw King Buffalo. I don't know, probably 2 months ago now. And a band called Doom Gong opened, and they blew my mind. I was like, "What is this? Like, who is this band?" Like, and they're like local kids. I'd say they're probably 18-ish, like, you know, young, and just fantastic. And you know, I was like, that's what I'm talking about right there. Like that all of these young, budding, talented kids that are like pushing it. It's wild to see the constant flow of talent through everyone over the generations. There's like a some weird fault line running through the Ohio River or something. It's just like it's in the water. I didn't get any of it, which is I guess why I eventually started the record label. It was like, oh well, I can't play guitar like my friend can, but I can put out a record. I
I
don't
have
really
other
know where that
talents.
thought came in. It's been so long since I started it initially, that yeah, that's kind of funny. just thinking
So,
about that, it's like, where did that come from?
you know, I think I'll tell you from an outsider's perspective, for me, watching you do this, it's like your passion for the music. You're like, I want to get it out there. I want more people to fucking hear it. How can I help?
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely true. I definitely have realized that as I've gotten older. And I guess I mean I've been putting out records on and off since 1996. I was 15 when I put out my first I put out a cassette with like 26 bands from like the three, like Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. And which is just a weird thing for a 15-year-old to do, I think, in a
Not
lot
at
of senses. But
not
then,
in my
like, you
time.
look back and you, well, yeah, and then you look back and you're like, oh, like Ian MacKaye was doing that shit with like Discord and like just like, oh, okay, there's like, it's normal for a kid to do. But like, where I got the idea that I could do that, I really couldn't tell you. I mean, I've smoked way too much pot between here and now to remember that idea. So, but I'm still doing it. Like somehow it has just continued to come back. I didn't do it for 10 years when I lived in upstate New York, and then I don't know, sometime after I came back to Louisville and I started going back out to shows, I finally got the opportunity where I was able to start going and see everybody. I started going to Metal Mondays, and you know, that's how I met, like, I hooked up with the guys with Bat Wizard, and then I saw like the Hell You Say, and I was like, holy shit, what is this? Like, Louisville is on fire right now. You know, like Magbar's having metal shows now, like, or they
And
have
they're,
all kinds of
I
shows
feel like
now.
the fucking
Like,
Magbar shows are all selling out like that. Like,
yeah.
just fuck.
They've had a really good run. I think like pretty much every show they've done in the last 3 months has sold out. When we did the Bat Wizard and Stonecutters split release there back in January, I mean, we had a line out the door,
Yeah.
people trying to get in. And I mean, like, that was mind blowing to me to see that. I
Well,
mean,
yeah, because
it's
you
a
remember,
15-year-old me's wet dream. Like,
and you remember the shows where you'd fucking go out and it'd be at Mag Bar and there'd be 15 people there and you're like, okay, this isn't a bad crowd. Like, that's cool. I'm glad everyone showed up tonight.
yeah, everybody's having a good time.
Yeah.
Like, and drinking beers and headbanging and, like just giving hugs and just that's why we're here.
Yeah.
Like,
And now you're
so
like, fuck, I can't even move in this place. Like,
yeah,
shit.
now you're covered in the beer
Yeah.
and but it's awesome. I love seeing it. I've witnessed like a resurgence because I mean, like when I started going to shows, in like 92, 93, there were bands like King Horse and Endpoint and Sunspring, and it wasn't irregular to see a show of 600 to 1200 kids, give or take what venue. I mean, like, I feel like you'd go to a King Horse show, there'd be 1,000 people there like every single time. And it was that Belushi kind of brings that same energy to me.
Yeah.
Like, just that fucking chaos, pure plain chaos, like punch you in the face with it. Like, and it's cool to see that coming back, but people are, I feel like more organized with it now. And that may be because the venues are more supportive. And but that's also because we've got a lot of venues that are owned by like dudes that are punk rock bands and grew up in the scene, like Portal.
Yeah.
I mean, like Andy and Brad have both grown up like in various music scenes. I mean, like Andy's been in like, I don't know, 50 awesome bands. I mean, he was in a band called Arch that I put out like 20 years ago.
I remember Arch.
Yeah, they were rad, man.
Yeah.
I wish they were still together.
Yeah. Yeah, Louisville's, I think Louisville's always had some really good fucking talent, and it's great right now to just see it, because you're right, it's fucking exploding. Everyone's getting something, and everyone's supporting each other, which is just helping further what we've got going on here.
Yeah. I love it. I love seeing it. I mean, there was always the stigma of like punk rock doesn't do metal and metal doesn't do punk rock.
Yeah.
And when you look at it, it's all kind of the same. It's just like, what tune are you playing it in?
Yeah.
You're still pissed off at the same thing. You still like the same shitty beer. Like, it's just like, come on, like, I thought I'll just have fun and tear shit up together.
Yeah.
So, and I think Louisville has recognized that. And I mean, you're even getting like, I don't know, like weird mixes of indie rock bands into all of it. And I mean, like when I got into shows, that was happening, but you didn't have a lot of the same attendance that I'm seeing now.
Right.
Or just general support from people. You're not just going to support your friend's band. You're supporting like an entire scene and a culture, and it's
Yeah.
like fuck yeah. Like it, like my kids have started going to shows now. Like my daughters are 13 and 15, so that it's amazing to
Yeah.
see them be able to inherit something like.
Yeah, so I feel the same way, right? Like, that's some of my favorite memories are taking Bailey and Hayden both, right? Out to shows, and like Bailey's first metal show was Max and Igor doing the Return to Roots.
Oh,
And
wow.
yeah, so it was like,
That's an introduction.
yeah, she had a, to see her, and who was it? It was, I think, Artwork for the Blind and Devil in the Darkness, right? I take her in and she's got headphones on, and they're immediately like, here's a CD, here's some signed drumsticks, and she's like, oh, this is so fucking cool. Like, yeah, these
Yeah,
places are.
that's a way to get you sucked in immediately. It's like, I mean, just like instant gratification. Like
Yeah.
people are just like, welcome. Like you're one of us. We're all weird here.
Yep.
Like
Well,
so.
and that's what she said. She said, she didn't know what to expect going in. You know, I'm a little fucking off sometimes. She's like, I really didn't know what to expect. And I get there and everyone's just like, hey, you're the coolest fucking thing. And I am. Fuck yeah. This is fucking awesome. Like, yeah, you came to a show. We're gonna protect you. You're gonna have a good time and you're gonna leave going, man, that was fucking awesome.
It's also a tendency to have like the effect when going to a show with you. I mean, I've traveled to shows outside of town with you and definitely gotten feel like the cool guy. So
Because you are the cool
I know
guy.
how
I'm
that
just
feels.
around for the fucking ride.
Right?
It's just,
Making you sloppy.
it's fun. It's fun getting. Like, I mean, when you and I went to Quicksand, I fucking got that set list. I was like, here, dude. You're
It's
like,
actually hanging on the wall.
fuck yeah,
So.
good. Like that shit to me is cool. I'll tell you, I went to see Mastodon and Gojira and Lorna Shore last year
Okay.
in Nashville, and there was this kid, I don't know, he was 10 or 11, and we did the Gojira meet and greet, and he and I was talking to him and talking to his mom. Well, he wasn't responding to me until we got down in like the pit. And then he kind of warmed up and realized, like, I'm there to enjoy the music. I'm not some little fucking pedo or some shit, you
Right.
know?
Yeah, you gotta watch that now.
Right.
Yeah.
So we go through the show and we're talking. I get him all the way up to the fucking rail for Gojira, who is his favorite band. You know, I'm like, go, we got you, you know, we'll protect you. And me and this other big fucking dude like are just making sure he's covered. And at the end of the Gojira, they fucking throw a set list to me. And I'm like, oh, thanks. Here, dude. And he's like, oh, here, mom, throw it away. And I'm like, no, don't throw that shit away.
Don't throw that away.
He looks, he goes, oh shit. And his mom friended me on Facebook and she's like, she'll message me once in a while and be like, that's so fucking cool. I'm like, I'm glad he enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's a core memory right there.
Yeah.
He'll remember that forever, you know.
Yeah.
Having those moments, definitely. I mean, like I have a lot of that with looking back on shows now and just like, oh man, I'm friends with so and so still from all the way back then, you know, like that's 30 some odd years ago. I've been friends with this person because I
Yeah.
met him because we both had the same shirt on at a punk rock show and started talking to each other, you know.
Yeah.
So, oh, we have a fluffy cat. What? No.
Hello,
But yeah,
Fluffy.
we have another visitor. So.
All right. Oh, mine's back. She's at my feet right now, like, hey, pay attention to me.
Yeah, I think it's their dinner time, so they're all like, "What are you doing? Like, why aren't you paying attention to
Yeah.
us?"
Yeah, we're
And
fine.
so,
Feed me, motherfucker.
yeah, pretty much. So,
Yeah.
I mean, that's all
So,
they ever want.
yeah, petting and food.
Yeah.
Some of my best friends have come from fuck, actually most of the people that I talk to, it all revolves around music.
Yeah, I mean, with me, it's music and food. it just kind of comes with I spend 10 to 14 hours on an average in a kitchen, so you tend to bond with the people that you stand with.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I've been going to punk rock shows just as long as I've been working in a restaurant because, you know, you used to be able to be like a very young person and get a job once upon a time ago and nobody gave a shit, you know, like,
Right.
oh, you want $3 an hour, get back there, boy, and wash my dishes. Like, you know, and I was like happy to do it. You know, I get like fucking $60 a week for working like, you know, like 30 hours.
You're like, I'm
Like,
fucking rich, dude.
yeah. Hell yeah. I thought I was rich. Like,
Yeah.
it's crazy. Like, I kind of was for the times, but I mean, Man, that's just wild, but it was definitely enough for me to go to like the record store and, pick up a piece of new wax or a CD at the time, and then pay $5 to go to the punk rock show that's happening on the Friday night, and I mean that's all I needed,
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it was. So let's touch on the label for a minute. So Third House Communications, as you have so kindly pointed out a number of times, is THC.
I honestly did not do that intentionally.
Okay.
But when I realized it, I was definitely a hell yeah moment.
Yeah. Brawn
I
too.
was, yeah, I was writing it out for the first record to be pressed, and you've got to put like whatever your code is that's gonna get pressed onto it and everything. And it was like, what do you want your code to be? And I was like, well, I guess I should make the initials and like, 01. And Vic from Bat Wizard pointed it out. He was like, ha, THC. And I was like, son of a bitch, that's awesome. Like, I was like, didn't mean to do that, but yeah, we're going with that for sure.
Yeah, I was talking to Braun and I was like, he said Third House. I was like, yeah, THC. He goes, I fucking made it. I signed to fucking THC Records. Fuck yeah.
It's fitting. I mean, band name crop on THC, right?
Right.
So
And their handle is legalized crop. Like, all right.
yeah, right. I'm excited for what they're doing. I definitely think Crop is going to be a band that's about to blow up, which is why they're one of the bands I seriously hounded. Most everyone that I'm working with in bands are bands that I've known a long time and have members I've booked shows for in the past, or may have had another band that I put out one of their bands or something like that. And I chased them a little bit. I was just like, no, man, like I want your shit. Like you need a record. People need to have vinyl in their hands. Like you have great merchandise, and I just see a void that needs to be filled. Let me do that for you. Like, and I harassed Braun like on Facebook when they would play shows. They're up in Indianapolis opening up for Bongzilla, and I'm like, he's like smoking a joint out back, and I'm like, let me put out your fucking record, dude. Like, and a couple people that I know through the food industry grew up with those guys up in Lexington, and like I guess helped vouch for me, and they finally like buckled at the knees, and we're doing it. So I actually just talked to the pressing company today. Like I should have test presses here soon.
Hell yeah.
So I'm super excited for that. Like because I mean they're about to go do Maryland Death Fest. That's a wild lineup. I mean like Sirathun Gul, like
Yeah.
that's gotta be crazy. I've never seen them.
And it's like, it's their final tour.
Right. They're not, I mean, they've been around forever. So I mean,
Yeah.
like, I get it. Like, but like that's wild, man. Like just to be able to play any lineup anywhere with them. Like, so that's major. Like, I'm very excited that they're gonna be able to take those records up there to that festival and get those two people. Because I mean, I feel like they've got a great following regionally,
Oh yeah.
so it's time for them to be able to get that expanded. And I think the record, it's I think it's they recorded it 2 years ago, th maybe 3 years ago, and it's been out. They put out a small run of cassettes for a little bit, but people love vinyl,
Fuck
so
yeah.
I mean, I'm a vinyl freak, which is kind of like what made me think that I should start taking the money that I spend on buying records. Yeah, let's see. And maybe go back to putting records out. Vic from My Own Victim and Bat Wizard approached me about a couple projects, and he like really kind of is the reason I exist as Third House Communications now.
Right on.
He was like, no, man, you're the one to put this out. Like, you love Louisville, like you collect Louisville history like no one else. Like, I mean, like I've probably got, right around like 1,000 records of Louisville punk rock history that goes all the way back into the 60s.
Right on.
He just kind of pushed that in my lap, and then like we were doing the 7-inch, and then he brought Brian Omer, who I've been friends with forever. I mean, like, he's the dude that put Sleep's Jerusalem in my hand and was like, dude, you need to fucking hear this. So like when Vic brought him to me and was like, we want to do a Stonecutter split, and I was like, hell yeah, let's do that. Like, and it's just kind of been the fire that I needed. I mean, like, with signing a band from Argentina now, like, I never thought I would do something like that.
Right.
It was never really my intention to kind of really break outside of like our region here. I just thought I was the just neighborhood dude that's gonna make you 300 records so that you could sell at your shows, And we've got in La Niebla, in Niebla now. Sorry, it's in Spanish. You think I'd be able to say it better? That's really exciting. I mean, the Hell You Say is about to finish up their recording. They've got all the music done. Beanie's just got to do his vocals.
Hell yeah.
That's going to be a 10-inch that's coming out end of the summer. Weaving Spiders, which is Steve Kurtzinger, who's been in like a billion bands. I mean, like, from Comus to Bat Wizard to, I mean, like, I can't even keep up with everything he's
Yeah, Old
got.
Vikings, Bride.
Old
Yeah.
Vikings was so badass.
Fuck
Yeah,
yeah, they were.
he was in Bride. Like, that's crazy. I mean, like, I actually saw Bride in probably 1993 at Camp Lucon. Like, it's like a Christian Bible camp, like down in Nolin Lake, Kentucky. Like, in the middle of nowhere, they have a Christian like rock festival called New Song, and Bride was the headliner. So, I mean, like, it's crazy that, like, I think I was like 12 or 13 when I saw that show,
No shit.
and here I am, like, 30 some odd years later, like, and I'm working with Steve now. Like, it's just like, wow, holy shit, you were probably an influence on me in some factor or another without me realizing it,
Right.
because I mean, like, it was wild to realize, like, I didn't, the only Christian metal band I knew of was Stryper,
Oh yeah. Yeah,
so,
we're gonna throw
and
Bibles into the crowd.
yeah, they definitely didn't do it for me. Bride was a little more fun for me. So, and
Yeah.
then I discovered that whole scene.
Okay, so we've got stuff from The Hell You Say, stuff from Crop Coming. Who else? Weaving Spiders. Who else you
Weaving
got?
Spiders. I've got all the songs back from Purple Jesus, which is arguably we're launching a series. I do have one secret. We're launching a series. It's a vault series of old Louisville bands that never got a proper release or very limited releases, lost recordings, things like that, kind of inspired by like the Brown Acid series from Heavy Psych Sounds,
Hell yeah.
where they take all that like crazy old stuff from the 60s and 70s and they dig it up. I'm kind of doing that. We're starting with Purple Jesus, who, as far as I can say, they're probably like the first stoner rock band in the region.
Okay.
They're maybe something before that, but I, as far as I know, I can't think of anything. They were supposed to put out a split 10-inch with I want to say it was Caius, but either Caius or Queens of Stone Age on Man's Ruin, and it was like a dropped project, but I have those recordings. So we're working on the artwork for that right now, and that'll be coming out probably the end of the year. I'm super stoked about that. I mean, Rodney, the bass player, is a longtime friend of mine. talented musician. He was in like Blade of the Ripper, Brothers of Conquest, The Hookers. Pretty sure he's played in the Glass Pack for a little bit. He's been around for a while. And he came to me when he saw what I was doing, and we got to talking about it. I've always kind of loosely joked with him that I wanted to put those songs out because I knew about them because I've heard them. He was my neighbor for a long time, way back when. So I got to hear like a lot of the stuff. Like I got to hear Brothers of Conquest before they ever played a show, which was like really rad.
Hell yeah.
So I'm super stoked to finally be putting that into the world because that needs to happen. Working on a project with Peril Hot Sauce. We're gonna do a compilation with all the bands that they've done hot sauces with.
Okay.
I think he's got a total of 14 bands across the board that he's done hot sauces with. Everybody from Belushi Speedball to Crop and Bat Wizard, Storm Toker, he's done sauces for couple bands. I can't say their names. they're too illegible for me, but I have the hot sauce and it's delicious. But that'll come out hopefully sometime in October.
Are we going to do a hot sauce infused album?
There is we've talked about what kind of weird stuff they can do. They're definitely open to trying some stuff. So I'm pretty excited about that. You'll be able to get like a one-off hot sauce in a bundle with only, that record.
Hell yeah.
That'll only be available with that record. So I'm really excited for that because I also like as a chef get to have a little bit of play and say on like the flavor profiles we're doing with that, which is really exciting for me because
Fuck
I've
yeah.
never gotten to like curate a mass-produced like hot sauce before. So that's a lot of fun. And
Yeah.
they not only make fantastic sauces, but their artwork is always rad.
They're fuck yeah, they are.
Like, so I'm very excited. The guy that does their artwork for their labels is going to do the cover for the album. And that's going to be sick.
That'd be cool as
So
fuck.
I've got a, I'm paying Glenn Danzig. I'm buying royalties from him. We're doing a Glass Pack record that's coming out on Halloween of a couple Samhain covers and a Misfits cover.
So
So
are Glass
that's
Plaques still playing together?
yeah, they're still playing. They've reorganized. They will be playing a show here soon. They got a new drummer and a new bass player. And I mean, just getting sick. Dave has been to playing with shit.
I bet shit's a good band.
Yeah, no, he's been playing guitar alongside of somebody insane. Not one of the guys from ZZ Top, but somebody just phenomenal that he's been playing guitar with, and it escapes my brain now. Well, he's just been, he's like getting into that John Lee Hooker crazy, like heavy, stony blues, just like ripping rock and roll. And it's those songs are pretty awesome. I mean, like he gave me 20 songs and I had to pick three songs out of it for the record because we're doing like a pumpkin shape record.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's gonna be cool because I mean, like I've never done a shaped record before. So that I mean, finding somebody that would do that was also a fun challenge. But now I'm obsessed with this company because they've got a vinyl generator, and you can just sit there and pick and choose like how your record could look, and it can be a wormhole.
Oh, yeah, I bet it fuck.
As a vinyl dork, like you're just like, ooh, what are these colors do?
Yeah, those Plexi singles were always kind of weird for me.
Oh yeah, I have I'm a Decibel subscriber, so I have like a box of full of them, and They're definitely weird. They don't hold up well. You've got like as if records were hard enough to baby. Flexies are a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's like fucking paper.
I mean, whoever came up with that is pretty wild. I've got a record that's like a piece of like actual like paper, and you can't even fucking play it. Like, I'm just like, why would you do this? Like, so every time I play it, it degrades the record. Like, I only
Yeah.
can play this 5 times in my life.
And then it's
Like,
done.
yeah, that's, I don't know. That's not for me. We won't do that to people.
So I'm super excited. I'd have had no idea that Glasspack was back playing together. I fucking probably listen to them once a week. I've got some vinyl over there and I'm like, put that shit on, listen.
Yeah, they'll come back and set this city back on fire. I mean, Dave's known for setting himself on fire, so he used to do that quite a bit when he was in the Blacklisted, which was pretty awesome to watch as a young man.
Right on.
Dave was actually I've been working with him. He was on that first record I put out with all of the bands. His band was the first band to turn in a submission for that compilation. So he showed up on my front porch when I was like 15 years old, and you know, still looked like an old wizard with the long hair and his like little beard. And he's like, "Hey, man, heard you're putting out a record. We'd like to give you these songs." And he gave me like fucking 10 songs to pick from. And I, of course, picked like a song where they're like hitting a bong in the background and playing some stony, doomy, like goofy punk rock. And I'm like,
Hell
yeah,
yeah.
this is what we're doing. Like, I loved it.
Fuck
Like the
yeah.
song's called The Hitchhiker. It's pretty appropriate.
You still have
That's it.
copies of that somewhere?
Yeah, have
All
one.
right.
That's right. I'll show it to everybody. I might get in trouble. I have this. I don't know
Put it
if
up.
they can see up.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
I didn't know anything about copyright infringement or stealing art at the age of 15, so please, Edvard Munch, don't sue me. I know you're dead, but I love your painting. But yeah, as a benefit for the local crisis and rape center here in Louisville,
Right
put it
on.
out at 15. I mean, like, pretty wild to look at this thing right now. I mean, we had like a band called Month of Sundays, which is Jim James's band before he did My
My
Morning
Morning
Jacket.
Jacket, yeah.
You know, they were kind of like hardcore, man. They're a lot of fun to play. They put on the most amazing shows.
Talk about a fucking left turn.
Yeah, I mean, like they mix like weird hardcore with like soft indie rock. So like if you took like the My Morning Jacket and mixed it with like some slightly tinged metal, like that's what they sounded like, and it was
Okay.
fucking amazing. So, but yeah, I mean, like there's bands on here. I mean, like Scam Impaired, who was like the local ska band back in the day, and Four Row Society, which is Dave Pollard's old band. You know, he mostly does artwork now. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy to look at all this stuff. Synapsis is on here. That's Ryan Patterson's first band before he was doing Photocrime and Coliseum.
Hell
Like,
yeah.
so I mean, I've been working with some cool people for a long time that have been teaching me a lot of stuff. You know, it's been really fantastic to be have that type of knowledge bestowed, because I mean, like, they're all people that are done it themselves
Yeah.
and blown up. And you know, there's like no ego or anything behind it. They're like happy to share and teach. And you know, Duncan Barlow of Guilt is actually the guy that did the layout of that. Like he was in like Guilt and Endpoint and all of that. And he did all of that stuff for free for me.
Hell yeah.
Like, Just because I was a 15-year-old kid that was just like, I'm putting out a record. Like,
The good
so.
times though, but that's what it takes, right? It takes people who have done what you want to do to say, hey, listen, this is what, this is the proper avenue, right? Or the fucking trail that you should follow. It'll get you a little bit further. Maybe you can learn something, right, from my mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've definitely always kind of believed in that. Like, not only I think it goes in everything, especially in like my career as a chef. Like, like, you don't hold on to your knowledge. Like, you have to share it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and the more you teach and educate those around you, like, what you know, that means that they're gonna teach and educate you with what they know. And that only makes everyone stronger.
Yeah.
So, it's cool. I mean, like, I feel like that's probably why I never changed careers, is because like being a chef is pretty damn punk rock. And I have this, it's like being a pirate all the time. So,
Yeah.
especially me, my mouth gets me in a lot of trouble.
All of us.
yeah. I like to tell the truth, as I say. it's my truth, maybe, but
Whatever, everyone's got their truth, right?
yeah, for sure.
So, are you, I could be wrong, are you doing something with Ulm this year?
Yeah, once they're done with that recording, we'll do it should be a full LP. If not, it'll be a 10-inch, but then there's also going to be a 10-inch split with Stormtoker.
Right on.
So
That'll be
I'm
fun.
very excited with that.
Yeah.
I like Stormtoker a lot.
I've
They're a
not
lot of
seen them.
fun. Oh man, it's within the name. I feel like just good stony, doomy metal, like rock and roll.
Hell yeah.
I saw them the first time open up for Bat Wizard, maybe at Planet of the Tapes, I think, and they blew me away. They're from Lexington, or Lexington area, and just kill it. I saw them again recently, a couple times, one time at 21st Amendment, and also again at Planet of the Tapes, and they just every time just blow me away, man. So I'm like really excited that Nate and Ulm asked me to facilitate
Hell
that
yeah.
release. But they all, both of those bands, don't have 4-minute songs. They're long. They're like epic, like 8-9 minute songs. So
Yeah.
we're gonna do 10-inch for that one. So that's gonna be really cool.
So I, when we're off of here, I'll text you tomorrow, but I'm curious about pricing on like those 10 inches.
Okay.
Yeah, just random thoughts, 'cause I've got a there's a band in Michigan that I fucking like a lot, Imminent Sonic Destruction, and their songs are like 7 to 12 minutes.
Okay.
I'll
Yeah.
actually I'll send you some of their shit because they're really fucking good.
Yeah, I definitely'd like to hear that.
Hell yeah.
So, I mean, the last thing you sent me, the Blessed Black, I've been tripping over. Like, I've definitely seen them before, and they're actually playing the Legalized Lex
Yeah.
Fest with Crop and Swamp Hawk and Howling Giant and everybody. So I'm even more excited to that because I'm going to be there vending records,
Yeah.
which is going to be a lot of fun for me. I mean, it's 420 and it's a fucking doom metal festival. I mean, like, it's like the best thing. I mean, last year for 420, I saw Crop and Bongzilla. And well, that was honestly possibly the highest I've been as an adult, which says a lot.
That's fucking hilarious.
But yeah, I haven't been that non-functional in a long time. So a show on this capacity, I have business to do, so hopefully that'll
Yeah.
keep me more
Well,
on earth. I'm usually pretty good,
I think I'm going to
but
podcast from there.
oh yeah, that's awesome.
That'll be
It's
fun
gonna
as
be a
shit.
really good party, man.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Blessed Black, dude. Like, I've been listening to that Seasons One record you sent me last week, like
Holy fuck, right?
almost every day for the last week. Like, I'm just like, holy shit, these guys are the truth.
And I like, that's good. Wait till you hear volume two. Holy fuck, dude. It is like that next level.
Yeah, I'm stoked. They're definitely one of the bands I'm looking forward to the most, like, at Legalized Flex. So, yeah. Definitely would love to chat more about that.
Yeah, they're fucking... I met Murphy at the Cannibal Corpse show, or not Cannibal Corpse, Cattle Decapitation show with Extinction AD, 200 Stab Wounds, and...
Okay, yeah.
Someone else. I don't know. We met at the fucking show and I kept in touch, and like Fairy Ring was playing a show with Blessed Black, and I love fucking Fairy Ring. So I was like,
they're phenomenal.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I'll check out Blessed Black. And I'm like, fuck, I was going to go for Fairy Ring, but Jesus Christ, I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, that's a hell of a lineup. I mean, the bass player of Fairy Ring is like one of my absolute favorite people right now to watch play live.
That's Alex, right?
Yeah, I think that's his name. He totally just gets into it and just rocks out, and it just feels everything he's doing, and it makes me happy watching him play.
Fuck yeah.
Like, I would definitely love to work with those guys. So putting that out there too.
we'll see what we can do. I've been talking to him, trying to get him to do a podcast with me. And we've been so close a couple of times, and I not even like realizing they're in Evansville. So they're in Central time. And I'm like, oh, we'll do this time. And then I'm like ready to go. And they're like, oh yeah, we'll see you in an hour. And I'm like, oh fuck, I got something to do in an hour. I didn't even like.
Why? Yeah. Opposite.
Yeah. Just fucking...
That almost happened to me a couple days ago. I almost missed a flight in another country because of the ticket was bought in Eastern time, and we were in Central, and it didn't reflect on our ticket. So we showed up and nobody was at the check-in booth, and we're like, why is nobody at the check-in booth?
Right.
It's kind of weird. That was a fun scramble.
Yeah. You're like, oh, shit.
Almost got stuck in Costa Rica. Oh, no.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I would like that very much. I don't fly very well. Part of the reason it's hard to get me to fly anywhere is because I absolutely hate it. It fucks my hearing up for 3 days. And I mean, depending on like how old the plane is, the turbulence just fucks me up too much. And I mean, like, I'll puke. Like,
oh shit,
no problem. I mean, like, I'm the type of person that has no problem puking. Like, I do it all the time. Like, if my body's like, I don't like the way I feel right now, and I will really just like that. And then I'm like, feel fucking great. Let's go. Party time. Like, I've always been like that since a little kid. And at 44 years old, I can tell you from like 3 or 4 days ago, like my body did that same shit. It's just like, no, I'm too hot, or I'm just, you know, that ceviche you ate isn't exactly fresh. So we're going to puke it up, and instantly I'm golden.
Fuck yeah.
It's a curse and a blessing at the same time. It's like, I know that if I go through this, and that's part of the problem with like being on a plane, is that like I'll get to that point and I'll get this sweat or whatever going on, and I'll be like, oh, I know I need to puke. And then I get it in my head and I'm like, you need to puke. You need to puke. And then I do, and then I'm like, okay, cool. Like, can I have a beer?
Fuck.
Now, you got High Life on this flight?
That champagne of beers, please.
Yes. And I'm fine. Like, nothing wrong.
I love fucking flying. I'm like, put me on a plane, take me across the world. I don't give a fuck. I'll do it all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Costa Rica, I think, is the longest flight from when I lived in like Syracuse area to Costa Rica. That was a really, really hard flight for me. And that's the probably the longest one I've ever done. We're looking at actually going down to Argentina, so that I can go hang out with the guys in La Nabia. And there's a shaman down there that I want to train with to do some fire training,
Hell yeah.
because I want to like learn how to host Temescal, and do all my like fire games and weird shit that I like to do. But that happens to also be in Argentina, but it's like a 10-hour flight,
Oof.
and I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, can't we drive? I'm good with driving. I know it'll take me 3 months, but like, I'm down. I like to drive.
I just saw a fucking video of a dude. He just bought a new truck. I don't remember what it was. It looks like a big fucking tank on steroids with wheels and shit. And he's driving from Alaska all the way fucking down to like the bottom of South America.
Somewhere in Chile or something like that.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Like, good on you, dude.
That's something I would do.
I'd love to if I could like afford to make that happen.
Yeah. I don't think he realizes that a lot of like Central America and South America don't have like developed roads. I have a lot of experience with that in Costa Rica, and a lot of it's really rough dirt or
Well,
sand.
that truck is made for shit like that though.
It's gonna need to be.
Yeah. It's fucking
Yeah,
it literally it's like it almost looks like a big military vehicle. It's got these tires that are these huge ass tires that are made for shitty roads.
that's cool. That's
Like
probably fun.
I can't imagine what the gas is gonna cost in that thing.
Unacceptable.
Right.
Like.
Yeah. All right. So we've chatted a lot about THC and the Louisville scene and all that shit that's been going on here. I know you got to do some dad time with your kids. I have the same thing right now.
Yeah,
So
I gotta feed more people.
yeah. So Reagan, thanks very much for coming and hanging out and bullshitting tonight. And God, am I going to see you at Volcandra Friday?
Yeah, I'll be out Friday and probably Saturday too.
Cool.
I mean, I don't have much reason not to, so I'm gonna feel it over the weekend. But I mean, like I'm learning to balance that with life. I mean, like I love the fact that the newest job like allows me to have a career in the daytime that supports my hobbies and my business, so that I can go out and, I might pay for it later. I'm not
Yeah.
drinking a bunch of beers, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, oh, you gotta wake up at 4 a.m., partner. Like, you're not slamming them back anymore. So, but yeah, I should be out.
All right, we'll kick
I'll
ass.
be yelling at everyone otherwise. All
Hell yeah. Well, I'll see you Friday then. All right.
right, brother.
All right,
Peace.
dude. Have a good night.